This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has been released from Tihar Jail this evening. The Supreme Court today granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case. Addressing the party workers outside Tihar Jail, Mr. Kejriwal thanked the people who prayed for his release. The bail has been granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The apex court also said the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justices Suryakant and Pujjal Bhuyan pronounced the verdict on the petitions by the Delhi Chief Minister challenging his arrest by CBI in connection with the scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers was held for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations ended yesterday. In Haryana, candidates can withdraw their names till 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly will take place on 5th October. In Jammu and Kashmir, last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. For the third phase, a total of 483 candidates have submitted nomination papers, in which 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 1st of October. Counting of votes in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, the Indian Navy and all stakeholders for the successful flight tests of the Vertical Launch Short-Range Surface-to-Air Missile, VLS-RSA, done yesterday. Mr. Singh said, equipped with modern technologies, this missile will provide further technological boost to the armed forces. DRDO and the Indian Navy have conducted back-to-back successful flight tests of the VLS-RSA missile system. The first successful flight test of the VLS-RSA missile system was conducted on the 12th of this month. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Last year, the agency had registered a case over protest by pro-Khalistani supporters outside the Indian mission in Ottawa. The Department of Food and Public Distribution and the Food Corporation of India today signed a Memorandum of Understanding to enhance the efficiency and accountability of food grain procurement and distribution. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said in a statement that the MOU outlines specific performance benchmarks and accountability measures to optimize the use of public funds in managing food security operations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today congratulated Cameroon's former Prime Minister Philemon Young on assuming the presidency of the 79th United Nations General Assembly. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the General Assembly's leadership on the priorities of the Global South is crucial. He added that India is committed to playing a constructive role in achieving these shared goals under the new UNGA President's stewardship. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today planted a sapling under the campaign Ek Ped Makena. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the saplings represent India's commitment to a sustainable and inclusive future. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued red, orange and yellow warnings for rainfall in several parts of the country today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. In Uttarakhand, a red alert has been issued for Champawat, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar districts today. Vigilance is being maintained by the administration. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today took stock of the situation. And in badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to the semi-finals of the Vietnam Open at Ho Chi Minh City today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.